After a full regular season, 162 games, or in the case of the San Diego Padres and Colorado Rockies, 163 games, baseball's postseason matchups are finally set. Last night, the Rockies beat the Padres in 13 innings. This was in a one-game playoff in order to make the playoffs. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now. John, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
I suppose we should actually say 163 and a half games in the case of the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, they might still be playing for all we know. That was one of the more extraordinary postseason games, even though technically it was a regular season games ever played. The Padres went ahead by two runs in the top of the 13th inning and sent out Trevor Hoffman, the all-time leader in saves in the history of Major League Baseball, to get three outs to get him into the postseason, and he couldn't do it. He gave up three runs. The Rockies finished an extraordinary comeback the last 3 weeks of the season. They won 14 of their last 15 games to get into postseason, and that's just amazing.
I wonder if you're the Rockies and you're behind two in the bottom of the 13th, if you just, because you've been winning so much recently, you just have that feeling that you can do it no matter what.
I think that's a really good point, that when you've been on that kind of roll, you don't think you're done. You're playing at home. That certainly helps. There's a lot of emotion in the ballpark, and I think it helped the Rockies knowing that on Saturday night, in a similar situation in Milwaukee, needing three outs to clinch a playoff spot, Trevor Hoffman failed again for the Padres, and that's something he's going to have to live with for a long time.
And since we're talking about failure, let's talk about the New York Mets.
Not a great weekend for future Hall of Fame pitchers. Trevor Hoffman and then Tom Glavine on Sunday, with the Mets' entire season on the line, had the worst outing of his 20-year Major League career. He only got one out in the first inning and gave up seven runs. But what the Mets did was a team effort. Seven games ahead, 17 games to play, playing against bottom-feeding teams the last 2 weeks, the Washington Nationals and the Florida Marlins, and they just couldn't get it done. They had to feel that the Philadelphia Phillies were the posse in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, because every time they looked over their shoulder, here came the Phillies, and they finally collapsed.
And could that just be the reverse of what we were just talking about with the Rockies? Once you start losing, something just feeds on itself there.
Yes, absolutely. I was in the Mets clubhouse a lot the last 2 weeks of the season, and you could feel the tension. It got to the point where if you said to somebody, Willie Randolph, the manager, if you said to him, Willie, how's it going? He'd say, what does that question mean? I mean, they were just full of tension, and they played that way, especially on the last day of the season.
Well, let's talk about some teams that actually made the National League playoffs then. We've got a franchise in its 10th season taking on another team that last won the World Series in 1908.
Yeah, you know, the saying in Chicago about the Cubs is everybody can have a bad century. And they are in the playoffs, and ironically, they're facing the Arizona Diamondbacks, who, as you said, have only existed for 10 seasons, but won a World Series already in 2001 and had the best record in the National League this year. We'll hear all the romantic poetry about the Cubs and their quest for a World Series, as we always did with the Boston Red Sox before 2004. But I think that they aren't quite good enough to get to the World Series, although I would have said the same thing about the St. Louis Cardinals a year ago.
You're telling me 99 years is not quite long enough to wait?
It may be long enough to wait. I'd like to find somebody who's been waiting since 1908. That would be a story.
Okay. Well, John, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.
And we'll send you out there to hunt for that story. Comments from John Feinstein, whose new book is Cover Up, Mystery at the Super Bowl.